Sonoma County moved into the less restrictive red tier this weekend, allowing businesses to operate with fewer restrictions. Joining us on the KSRO live line is Peter Rumble, president of the Santa Rosa Metro Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing well. So have you heard from businesses as they are making these adjustments now?
Yeah, absolutely. They have been anticipating and wanting, sort of willing it to happen for so long now that, they were ready to jump on it right away. I think the big challenge for them was figuring out staffing and finding people to call back to work and get ready for patrons.
Now, what kinds of resources do these businesses have as they're reopening and following new guidelines?
Yeah, it's a really great question. Certainly, the sort of the most authoritative source of information is at the county's Economic Development Board website, SoCo Launch. And so people can check that out. Businesses can check that out for not just a listing of resources, but also specifically what's required within the red tier. There was a lot of work going into that to make sure that everybody was well informed and prepared for it. And then a lot of great things in the recovery plan that was just adopted, including making a lot of the expenses that businesses are undertaking to provide safety equipment for their workers and patrons to make that tax deductible, et cetera. So if people go to the Economic Development Board website and you can go to the Santa Rosa MetroChamber.com website as well. We mirror the same resources and as well as including some other resources from our members.
Now, you mentioned that that some of these items could be tax deductible. What about things that like restaurants had to do, like buying an entire new tent or things like that for outdoors, or those extra space heaters, that kind of thing? Would those things also qualify as something that might be tax deductible, or is that just a business expense?
Well, it's always going to be fundamentally a business expense, right, that can be accounted for in that sense. But I would, rather than getting into tax advice, I would recommend that they talk to their accountants and figure that one out. But certainly there are some tax provisions that people can take advantage of.
What resources do businesses still need to help them get through these changes?
They need customers, frankly. I mean, we've been pounding this message since the beginning of over a year now to shop local. Now more than ever, it's important to support your local restaurant, your local retailer. They really need people to continue to do that to the extent that you can. I know that it's tough for a lot of families right now who may have lost their jobs and lost their income. But if you can support a restaurant, please make a choice to do that rather than something else. So that's fundamentally what we need to do to support them. And then we need to maintain our trajectory into less restrictive tiers, from red to orange and so on, to begin to expand the capacity, right? Because right now it's just 25% capacity indoors. And we look out the window today, it's nice, bright, and sunny, but it was pretty wet yesterday. And so if a restaurant's not able to have people outside, they really need to expand their capacity inside. So those two things I would come back to for your community, for the listeners. Please go out and support your local restaurant. And for everybody across our community, let's maintain our precautions, our masks, our distance, our sanitation, our hand washing, so we can continue to move into a less restricted tier.
Now, besides restaurants, also gyms and theaters were really hard hit by our being in the purple tier. For them, is it sort of the same situation that people should head out to theaters and gyms now?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, listen, for some of these places, they haven't been able to operate for a year. And so think about that. I mean, it has been absolutely devastating for some of these places, for the sectors like theaters, right? And so I know that, you know, my kids are really excited to go back to a theater. And I know that theaters have for a long time been preparing to operate safely. So to the extent that people are comfortable doing it, I encourage you to go out and, you know, make sure that our businesses can start to operate again.
Yes, it is a long time coming, and really, really, really looking forward to being able to eat indoors, work out indoors, and go and see movies and theater performances inside. So all of these are very, very welcome. And as you said, of course, we still need to be careful, but head back out. It's important for the customers now to support the businesses as they're making these changes. Thanks so much for talking with us, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
That is Peter Rumble. He is the president of the Santa Rosa Metro Chamber of Commerce.